Managing oneself. We live in an age full of opportunities. If you are smart enough and have good ambition and keep pushing forward, you can rise to the top of your chosen profession, no matter where you started out. But with opportunity comes responsibility. Companies today aren't managing their employees' careers. Professional workers must be their own chief executive officers. It's up to you to strive for your place, to keep yourself engaged and productive during a working life that may last around 50 years. To do those things well, you'll need to have a deep understanding of yourself and only what your strengths and weaknesses are, but also how you learn, how you work with others, what your values are, and where you can make the greatest contribution. Because only when you operate from strength can you achieve true excellence. History's great achievers, Napoleon, Da Vinci, and Mozart, have always managed themselves. But they are so unusual, both in their talents and in their accomplishments, as to be considered rare exceptions. Now, most of us, even those of us with modest talents, will have to learn to manage ourselves. We will have to learn to develop ourselves. We will have to place ourselves where we can make the greatest contribution. And we will have to stay mentally alert and engaged during a 50-year working life, which means knowing how and when to change the work we do.